This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week on the merits of taking a garden soil test ahead of the growing season. On the line with us is Dennis Patton, K-State Research and Extension Horticultural Agent for Johnson County in Northeast Kansas. And Dennis, you've long advocated the value of, on at least a semi-regular basis, drawing soil samples from one's gardening area for analysis.
That is correct. A soil test to me is like the baseline. It tells you what you need to do when it comes to the fertility schedule of your garden. Without that soil test, it's the old saying, it's like shooting in the dark. You just have no idea what your soil fertility is really like. You can't look at it, you can't smell it, you can't feel it, you can't taste it, and know anything about the soil fertility. The only way to do that is to get a reliable soil test, and that's through your local extension office.
Now, you can look at the purpose for soil testing from two different angles, Dennis, one being to identify nutrient deficiencies, what isn't there, and that soil test will also tell you what is there for purposes of assuring one that they're not over-applying nutrient ahead of and during the growing season.
That's correct. I think when it comes to soil tests, to me, the most important part of it is going to be the pH level of the soil, which in the big picture of life, pH regulates the availability of the nutrients to the plant to pick up. So it's either too high or too low. The plant can't utilize what's in the soil. And then the other way to look at it is, like you said, it's not so much to reveal maybe what's there, but maybe to reveal what isn't there when it comes to soil fertility. And then that is the basis for a fertility schedule, what type of fertilizer they use and how much.
The tendency here in Kansas, it's said by the experts, is that we often have enough phosphorus and potassium, and that's where we can get into this over-application issue.
That is correct. Because of the way our soils were formed over millions of years from a lot of limestone, we tend to have a lot of phosphorus, we have a lot of potassium, which are two of the three major nutrients that plants need for growth and development. And the plants do use them, but they're not really lost from the soil. They're bound, they're held in the soil, where nitrogen, that third nutrient, is used up and it also leaches out of the root zone. So yes, to me, the most important thing is that soil test in most cases reveals that we have plenty of P and K. We don't really need to add more, which means we're looking then more at a nitrogen-type source of fertilizer for a healthy and vigorous garden.
All right. Well, for the basic soil test then, the mechanics, pulling a sample, it's pretty straightforward, right?
That's correct. What we want to do is take multiple samples from around the garden area. So the bigger the garden area, the more small samples you're going to want to take. Maybe scrape off the upper inch or so of the soil, but then go down 2, 4, 6 inches deep, which is where the root system of those crops are going to be, and maybe pull a half a dozen small samples, put them into a clean bucket or some sort of container, and then mix them all together. And then the university is going to require probably somewhere around 1.5 to 2 cups of soil to be brought into your local extension office to be sent up to the soil testing lab on campus.
And they'll take it from there, they'll look at that composite, turn it around, and then send one back the results, and that readout, if you will cover all of the basics of the content of that soil.
Correct, because what K-State gives back, whether it's the test is interpreted by your local county extension agent or at the university level, they really do a nice job in the vegetable world because it'll give you exactly what type of fertilizers you need to use the analysis, and will also give you the rate at which those need to be applied per either 100 or 1,000 square feet of your garden, and will also give you the timing. So you've got really the recipe, if you will, for how to fertilize that garden based on that soil test. So you almost want to say it's tailored for you, which for a very low fee, which the university charges, is a pretty good deal.
And once more, as Dennis notes, you can gain all sorts of assistance on how to conduct, submit a soil test from your local extension personnel. They'll be more than happy to help you out with that. Dennis, always appreciate the input. Many thanks to you.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it.
Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent Dennis Patton there, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.